We have finally arrived at Barolo wines. Depending on the type of tasting you have chosen, you can have, with the incipit tasting, the Tre Vigneti, so the traditional Barolo, or with the revolution tasting, the Tre Vigneti and Accru, the Vigna Rouen, or with the terroir tasting, the Barolo Tre Vigneti and two Cru, the Rouen and the Bussia Riserva. The first production of Barolo Tre Vigneti dates back to 1936. The grapes come from three different vineyards located in the municipalities of Barolo, La Morra and Monforte, and aged only in large barrels. Fermentation takes place in thermo-conditioned stainless steel barrels for 13-15 days. At this site, it is very different from Barbera. In this case, we have a garnet red of medium intensity with bright orange reflections. At the perfume, there are intense aromas that evolve from plum, black currant, hints of violet, which is the classic flower of Nebbiolo, to dried roses and spices, such as cinnamon and cloves, with a very light ethereal bouquet. Ethereal refers to pungent and chemical perfumes such as solvent, enamel, sealing wax, iodine. Tasting it. On the palate, this wine fully represents the classicism of Nebbiolo grape. It has a good body combined with gentle tannins. You can feel the baked plums and cherry under alcohol. This because compared to Chardonnay or Barbera, we have memories of fruits and flowers. But being a wine aged more than 3 years, obviously, we will have hints of cooked fruit and dried flowers. In combination, you can enjoy a sausage cooked in wine. It is a sausage from the Tibaldi Butcher, a butcher in the city of Bra that has a long tradition for high-quality meats. It is a meat cooked in wine with spices and aromas. Taste it and feel how soft, rich in flavor and salty it is. Savor the alternation of the sweet of the wine and the salty of the meat. Together, there are the vegetables from our garden cooked with different techniques to have complexity not only in the glass but also in the plate. Normally, these kind of wines are paired with the red meats, with long and very slow cooking. Therefore, meats that have their own fatness, a certain degree of oiliness, and the intensity of flavor, because these wines, with fairly present tannins, especially when they are young, serve to cleanse the palate from a dish so strong and so fat. I can also analyze the combination in reverse. When I have such dry wines to rebalance the palate, I need to have some fatness. But obviously, I cannot combine any fat, such as cream, for example, because cream is very fat, but is not very tasty, and therefore cannot keep up on balance with Barolo. Barolo is excellent with red meat-based main courses, but it is also excellent with intense flavored hard cheese such as Parmigiano Reggiano or Hard Bra, Braduro. Let's move on the other two Barolos, the two single vineyard. Barolo Rouen is a vineyard that has belonged to the Germano family for five generations. The first production dates back to 1903. It is in Barolo municipality, and the soil give a particular elegance to the wine. Rouen is located 500 meters from Canubi. It makes a shorter maceration of 10 or 12 days. Like the Tre Vigneti, it undergoes malolactic fermentation, but ages 2 years in tonneau, the small toasted barrel, and then about 6-8 months in the bottle. At sight, it is always intense garnet red with orange reflections and a little darker than the Tre Vigneti. On the nose, we smell aromas of cherries in alcohol, plum, rose hip jam, and with aging prevail sensations of tobacco, goudron, chocolate, and a very suggestive note of undergrowth and truffles. On the palate, the flavor is very fine and balanced, with a marked elegance from the first year of aging, more complex than the Tre Vigneti. In food pairings, it can be paired with a Barolo risotto, as well as with the meats we talked about before, and with aged cheeses. The other cru, Barolo DOCG Bussia Riserva, is a Riserva because it is aged for a total of 5 years, two more in addition to the 3 years in cask, and the grapes come from the municipality of Monforte d'Alba. The soil of this vineyard is Sant'Agata Marls in layers, with the abundant yellowish-gray sand. This wine also ages 2 years in tonneau. At the site, the red is an intense garnet, very deep, the darkest of the three Barolos. Already on the nose, we feel how powerful and complex it is, and it is probably the one that has the most character of all three Barolos. We feel small red and black fruits, but the characteristic that distinguishes this wine is due to the peculiarity of the soil in which it grows, a balsamic note of menthol, which then leaves room for floral and spicy notes. When we talk about balsamic, we do not only mean balsamic vinegar, but balsamic is a term that includes a broader meaning, all those scents that open the nose. Wasabi is balsamic, eucalyptus is balsamic, mint is balsamic, pepper is sometimes balsamic. But now let's taste the palate. Here we have an extraordinary tannic framework. It is a Barolo with great structure. In fact, it is the one that ages longer. It has a good alcoholic concentration, and the tannins are robust, capable of guaranteed long aging. It is very persistent in the mouth, with a pleasant sensation of roundness on the palate. As combinations, it is similar to those of the single vineyard Barolo Rouet. And for those who have the terroir tasting, that is, with all three Barolos, we also served a plate of cheeses. The soft cheese is a Roccaverano Robbiola and is a DOP. It is the only DOP in Italy with raw goat's milk. Despite being a fresh cheese, it is a cheese of a character with an intense taste. The second is a Hard Brat. Also, this is a DOP with cow's pasteurized milk. And the last is the Castelmagno DOP from the mountain pastures. High in the mountains, there are only four companies in the world that have this denomination. The cows are grazing free. It is a very dry and persistent cheese. It is aged for a very long time and has won many awards as the best aged cheese in Italy. To accompany our sweet green tomato mustard, the latter is also on sale in our shop.